Hello?
Hi, it's Helen from the dry cleaners here. We found something in the pocket of the trousers you brought in.
Oh, really? What was it?
Another pair of trousers.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Like getting your money's worth, enjoy the delicious new triple cheeseburger, just £2.19 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 11 a.m, price and participation may vary.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, who's got those lotto sweats? It's Ben and Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Doesn't appear anybody won last night. $1 billion is within spitting distance for the Mega Millions.
Awesome. I need that.
Which will go down on Friday. So, doesn't look like that, what, 700-some million dollar jackpot hit. So, 970 is what it's expected to be by Friday.
That's crazy.
That's an insane amount of money.
And you know what? We talked to our friend Chip Polston at the Kentucky Lottery, and he dropped a little nugget on us I was unaware of.
Yeah, we'll talk to him here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But
this is going to open up a whole new world, I think.
Yeah, one that I had been bemoaning the fact that I have to actually physically go to pick up a lottery ticket. He has a solution for that. So.
Yeah, he says nay, nay.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually, nay, nay.
No.
But he's offering another option.
Right. So, yeah, we'll talk to him here in a little bit here on 99.7DJX. It's Misconnection Day. So when you have that romantic meet-cute at a coffee shop and you just want to get back in touch with that person, why don't you just go to, you know, the Misconnection section? Write him a little love story.
It seems like the perfect logical next step.
Or maybe you are a thief who has second thoughts and maybe is reformed. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to reach out via missed connections.
Okay.
So we got that on the way.
All is welcome.
Yeah, we got setting the bar stories. We have a discovery in the world of science that we have to dive into.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it kind of is. And, you know, I never really considered this, but it makes complete sense now that I see what this discovery is. So, yeah, a lot of things to get to here on the show, on today's show, plus feel-good stories, and then an opportunity for you to get in on that $10,000 bribe in about 1 hour from right now. Here on 99.7 DJX, let's get it going.
Good.
We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
We travel to Tipton, Indiana, where Robert Peters lives there. He has worked at Pizza Hut for the past 31 years, and he's known as Mr. Smiles.
All right.
So about 6 months ago, we started having trouble with this 28-year-old Oldsmobile. I used to drive an Oldsmobile. It's my first car.
Okay.
He mentioned the problem to one of his customers, Tanner. So Tanner thought, you know what? I want to help out Mr. Smiles. He started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to get him a new car. The original goal, $12,000. That was easily met after
right.
just a few days.
Oh, wow.
By the end of the week, more than $18,000 was raised.
Oh.
So last week, Tanner got to surprise Mr. Smiles with a 2017 Chevy Malibu.
Wow.
So he got a free car. They were also able to cover the vehicle's insurance, registration, and plates, and had enough left over for a $2,500 tip.
Dang.
How amazing is that?
That's good.
Yeah, after just kind of probably just in passing, chit-chat with a customer.
Yeah.
Mentioned, you know what? My car is kind of breaking down. I got to get it fixed.
Right.
It's old. It's 28 years old.
Right.
And then boom. He ends up with a new 2017 Chevy Malibu. Well, it's not new, but it's
right.
new to him.
Sure.
2017 Chevy Malibu.
Not bad.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. That's some good stuff there. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, over the weekend, Betty White turned 99. So now her hometown in Illinois, Oak Park, is petitioning to see January 17th. Betty White Day.
That makes sense.
calling her.
I mean, she's a national treasure.
I mean, that's what they call her. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. 80 years of work in show business. That is insane.
Yeah, she and I don't think she's like retired, right?
I mean, she still does those Snickers commercials, right? And
yeah,
like as recently as what, a year or two ago, I think.
I think so.
She's lent her voice to different, you know, projects. So I mean,
she's still busy.
I mean, at some point, you just got to say, you know what? I'm going to enjoy.
It's been a good run.
I'm just going to enjoy my life right now.
I'm just going to hang out.
but if she does that, then everybody's going to think, oh my gosh, she died. Like
yes, that's true.
Right. So, you know, when you saw
Betty, she has to keep working to prove she's still alive.
Right. When you saw Betty White trending over the weekend, it wasn't because she passed away. No, it was because she was celebrating her 99th birthday. And now her hometown is saying, hey, we should just make January 17th Betty White Day. And I think,
to be honest, they should have done that a long time ago.
You're right. They probably should have. Speaking of names, you know, it's all in a name, especially when you're trying to choose a name for your maybe baby to be. You know, a lot of pressure on what that name will be. Some people go with, you know, family heritage. Some people go with other meanings. But
we had a couple lists and we were trying to figure out ways mm-hmm. that kids could make fun of that name.
Right.
And that's
right.
How we eliminated them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you know what? Kids will always find a way. If they want to make fun of you for your name, they'll figure it out.
100%.
But yeah, you know, William Hassenpepper is going through that very same thing. So, you know, when he calls a daycare to try to get his yet to be born fake kid in on the list, he has some questions about some names. And Shannon.
She's just the person to help.
Yeah, Shannon's the person to help. That is coming up next in your phone tap after 24K Golden here on 99.70. Every morning we give you setting the bar stories, which helps set the bar for your day, you know, very low. So if you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking candy for fireworks or fireworks for candy, you're doing okay.
How in the world do you do that?
Lisa thought what she was eating was popping candy that she had found in the grocery store.
Oh, like Pop Rocks.
Yeah, like Pop Rocks. And she found it in like one of those display racks that were close, that were in the candy aisle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she takes the box and she pops in some mini fireworks.
Oh my gosh, those little snappers that you throw on the ground?
That ended up like detonating in her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
She cracked a tooth, burned her lip, mouth.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, the grocery store is like, yeah, we're gonna fix the placement of those fireworks. We're not going to put them in the candy aisle. Before I'm not
that is probably
not
best.
Sure, if that's a good spot,
OMG.
You know, for that.
MG.
Hindsight's 20/20, you know.
And you know what? We're not going to make you pay for those.
We're going to go ahead and give you.
Those are on the house.
Give you your $4 back on those.
And here's a coupon to come back. So sorry about that.
Oh my gosh! I mean, you know, I think we've all eaten like one of those mystery candies where you're like, oh, yeah, probably not going to try that again. Where, you know, the inside filling is not what you thought it was.
Uh-huh. Well, gosh, every Valentine's Day, it's kind of a mystery as to what's inside the chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't even have the guide as to what that is. You just got to bite into it and take a chance.
Yeah. So Lisa bought what she thought was popping candy when it turned out to be Fun Snaps. And
oh, wow. Ended up, those are not so fun in your mouth.
Yeah, bursting in her mouth. And so, yeah, she's going to be okay, but my gosh.
People are just tuning in at that particular moment.
Yeah. Talking about fireworks in your mouth.
Fireworks in your mouth.
I don't know if that sounds any better.
It's
but
taken for candy.
Setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking fireworks for candy, you're doing okay.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. That's Set of the Bar on 99.70JX. You could be on your way to $10,000 or one of the many daily $100 cash prizes as well. Now, I know it's not the Mega Millions, which is getting closer and closer to $1 billion. Drawing last night didn't have any winners that the lottery officials know of now could be $970 million plus dollars for Friday's Mega Millions jackpot.
I could make that stretch.
I can make that stretch.
I feel like I could probably comfortably live on that.
I could figure out a way.
Throw some to charity.
I could figure out a way, yeah.
I could figure out a way to invest it.
I know. I think my biggest issue is, man, I just have to keep going back and getting in the mental state of literally walking into a store and buying a lottery ticket, which, you know, just is a lot of effort for me, I think.
You don't sometimes. Have to, though.
Yeah.
Angie, you don't have to.
Yeah. And so, like, we talked to Chip Polston from the Kentucky Lottery, and he's confirming that that is a thing of the past, that we can do it on our phone.
Yes. So you can buy Powerball and Mega Millions tickets on your mobile device or on your desktop computer here in Kentucky. If you go to kylottery.com, our website, you'll see where you can play online. You have to set up an account there, and once you set up an account, you can buy tickets for both Mega Millions and Powerball and be in the running for the drawings.
That's good. I think. Yeah, I mean, I thought that you literally had to go in person, pay cash for a lottery ticket, and I guess that's not the case anymore.
That we sell via the internet now. Now, one caveat to that is that it's not like setting up an Amazon account to buy this. There are hoops that you have to jump through, and there's reasons for that. First off, we have to do age verification to make sure you're over the age of 18.
Right.
But you've got to enter the last four digits of your Social Security number.
Okay.
You've got to enter some banking information because we have to make sure you're not trying to launder money or do anything crazy like that. So
okay.
I mean, there's a lot, I'm telling you, there's a lot of hoops to jump through with this stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Once you get there, you can buy those tickets either on a desktop or on your cell phone, and you're ready. You're in the running. You're good to go. So it's pretty remarkable. And whenever we hit a jackpot run like this, kind of to your point, with people maybe not wanting to get out, especially with everything going on right now,
sure.
To be able to stay home and buy them that way, it really is a convenient option for folks.
Nah, thanks, Chip.
Do you know what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing no excuses, Benji.
Okay.
2%. 2%. Our deal still stands.
All right. So good luck as the jackpot is now close to $1 billion. All right. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So there is a person named Lei Chi Wai. Disappointed that he didn't finish his climb on Saturday, but he did manage to climb most of the way up a 1,050-foot skyscraper in a wheelchair.
Whoa!
Raising more than $700,000 for charity in the process.
Wow.
So we're calling that an amazing success. And this picture is insane. I mean, he was considered the best climber in Asia. And had won numerous championships when a car crash a decade ago left him paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, my.
He's 38. He pulled himself and his wheelchair up ropes along the glass exterior of the Nina Tower.
With his arms?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can you imagine? He had to kind of call it quits after 10 hours at around 800 feet because of strong winds. And he's literally just dangling there, fearing for his life, because, I mean, there's really, you can't hold on to anything. It's glass.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
When he was climbing a mountain, he could hold on to rocks or little holes with glass. It's just the rope that you're hanging off of.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and listen to this. On the fifth anniversary of his accident, he climbed Hong Kong's Lion Rock Peak in a wheelchair.
Dang.
Insane.
That is insane. You're right. Insane.
Yeah. He said, some people don't understand the difficulties of disabled people. Some people think that we're always weak. We need help, need assistance. But I want to tell everyone, it doesn't have to be like that. Mm. If a disabled person can shine, they can at the same time bring about opportunity, hope, bring about light, and don't have to be viewed as weak. This is insane. I mean, the picture is incredible. We'll tweet it out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, that picture is astounding.
It's wild. It's just wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done the whole, like, kind of scaling a building before for charity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, your feet were on the building. You're holding the rope.
Yeah.
Like, you had a little bit more to, like, grab onto.
I did. And I was going down. He's going up.
Yes.
Like,
just wow.
I had gravity with me. He had gravity against it. That is amazing. Anyway.
Yes, it is amazing. So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. So this is kind of some amazing research that is now coming out about dinosaurs. For one, two things with this. There was a discovery, and then there was a revelation that I think maybe a lot in the science community knew, but is new to now me, and I think you will find it fascinating as well.
Okay, I love the learning. Learning Corner, let it begin.
All right, so first of all, we just need to say the first dinosaur butthole ever was discovered.
I wonder what's inside of the
hole. Yeah, that's right.
Just rip off the Band-Aid like that.
Sorry.
Just all right, so just automatic, we're diving in. This is, well, that probably shouldn't say that.
and
we're focusing on a dinosaur butthole.
Yeah, yeah. And so they found it perfectly preserved and...
Was it attached to the dinosaur?
With characteristics of some living creatures.
I have lots of questions.
Here is the most amazing part of this entire thing. One, it is... not just for use as you and I would know.
Okay.
It is a multi-purpose opening.
Oh, God.
That is wild.
What else did it do?
So, if you're keeping track, yes, it can go number one. And number two.
Oh, great.
It can also be used for breeding.
Oh, God.
And laying eggs.
Oh, that's a lot that's happening there.
So,
in one spot.
Right. When they found this one in particular.
I wonder what's inside of a
It was some petrified number two.
Oh, great. They found dinosaur poo.
Yep.
In the perfectly preserved dinosaur butthole.
What kind of science
is this? What kind of learning? This is so...
They describe the dinosaur butthole as the Swiss Army knife of excretory openings.
That's great news.
So if you've got to get it out of your body, one hole. That's all I need. One hole.
Okay. I am trying to wrap my brain around this kind of discovery. It's monumental. Again, was it attached to the rest of the dinosaur? Or was it somehow just alone?
Lots of questions, Kelly.
Okay, so we don't know.
All right. But I... Okay. when I come across research like this, I feel the need to share because I feel like it's a link to our past... And the dinosaurs that Hollywood maybe has glossed over, the fact that dinosaurs have a multi-purpose opening like a Swiss Army knife of excretory openings.
Listen, if they make another Jurassic movie, please continue to leave this out of that. Okay?
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that you were like me and woke up this morning thinking that you were going to learn so much about the inner anatomy of a dinosaur, but here we are.
Sharp left turn indeed. Yes. One more time with the song.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I wonder what's inside of a pool.
Out of the mouth of babes.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Craigslist missed connections. May I present Mr. and Mrs. Taylor?
I'm sorry, is that the title?
That's the title.
Okay.
Woman for Man.
All right, off to a good start.
Here we go.
Okay.
We were both at the Starbucks getting our morning cup of joe like usual. I've seen you there several times over the past couple of months. I am the tall brunette who innocently stalked you and learned your name is Taylor.
Oh, innocent.
Innocent, yes.
Okay.
Well, as fate would have it, little did you know you were about to star in your own meet cute and future rom-com about our love story.
Oh.
Just like out of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
As a barista called out Taylor, you and I both walked up to the counter and reached for the cup.
Oh.
I told you, hands off, and gave you a wink.
Cute.
You looked confused and explained that your name was Taylor and that the coffee was yours.
Hmm.
Well, little did you know that I also go by the name Taylor.
Oh!
Now we have something in common.
Well, look at that.
the same name and the same love of double calf caramel lattes with whipped cream.
Who doesn't love that?
We both laughed politely at the mix-up. I think our wedding would be so fun.
Oh.
It's Mr. and Mrs. Taylor.
What a leap. Wow.
Now, that's why I understand your confused look when the barista then called out Melissa and I took her coffee.
Oh.
Funny story, actually. I am Melissa. I just decided to go by Taylor as an excuse to meet you. And it worked.
I mean, right out of the movies.
Right. Now, don't be scared. I just want to go and get to know you better. You left before I could explain and probably just think I stole Melissa's coffee.
Dang you.
I did not. I am Melissa. Hey, I already have my dress picked out and just need you, Taylor.
How? All right. I sense good things in the future for...
Dum, 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 dum.
The future Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Melissa. Okay.
Not really.
Craigslist. Missed connections. All right. This is Man for Woman. It's titled, I Stole Your Package.
Oh, okay.
You were
literally?
You were probably wondering why you had a package go missing off your porch. Then mysteriously reappear a couple days later.
That is strange.
Now, don't get me wrong. It would have been easy to resell the four packages of chestnut hair dye and two bags of macadamia nuts that were in that Amazon box that took off your porch. But I spotted you through the window as I was sneaking off, and you captured my heart.
Oh, wow, she's hot. Maybe I should bring it back.
You must have been about 35. You don't look like you need hair dye at all.
Oh, compliments.
Your youthful glow overtook me. Yes, I know I shouldn't have stolen your package.
You think?
And yes, I know I shouldn't have opened your package.
Also true.
And yes, I know it took me a few days to muster up the courage to sneak it back onto your porch like nothing happened.
It's fine. It's fine.
But I haven't been able to get you off my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is an unlikely beginning to what could be a beautiful relationship, but I have to try.
Okay, great. Shoot your shot.
If you see this, enter into guys who are 5'4" with the, quote, wild side and a passion for the, quote, finer things. Leave another package on your porch so I know you're interested.
What? Oh, like, God. Leave me some more bait.
Right.
I'll go take that.
I'll take that and I'll know
maybe
it's...
Maybe put your phone number on the front there.
I'll know this love is real.
Oh, my God.
So we've got porch pirates.
Wild side.
Yeah. Well, well, I mean, he's a criminal, right?
That is true. That is theft.
All right. So we got porch pirates. Oh. We got the Taylors. I think this is a successful misconnection.
We
right?
got magic.
Oh, definitely happening.
100%.
All right. Once again, when you see love, it can only be Craigslist missed connections. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on this inauguration day. You know, it's tradition with every leaving president that they, you know, make pardons and everything, you know, before they leave office. You know, Trump, no different. And so Lil Wayne was on the list. Steve Bannon was on the list. A bunch of other people were on the list. There was one person who was really, really hoping for a pardon who didn't make the list. And
so much so, they had a limo.
Oh, my gosh.
Reserved, right?
They had, Kelly, it wasn't just a, like a limo that you or I would maybe have gotten to go to prom.
Well, when you are the king of tigers.
The Tiger King, Joe Exotic, did not get the pardon. And
that's tragic.
I know, it's just so tragic because the limo was waiting outside of it.
He was sure where
he's being
it was
held.
Happen.
And Kelly, if you've seen the picture of the limo, it's like a 50-foot limo. I mean, it's huge.
Oh, that's impressive.
It was a huge,
cost a pretty penny.
Right.
Does he still have to pay if he doesn't get to use it?
I don't know the deal he struck for that. I don't know.
Still gonna.
I don't know.
Bill him for the time.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
How long did they wait?
Maybe next time. I don't know. I mean,
do they wait 15 minutes?
Yeah.
A couple hours?
Is it like a taxi? Right. Is it like a taxi? Is it like does the limo driver honk the horn like? Hey, you coming out?
Maybe he was thinking it's going to be lower on the list because Tiger King comes late in the alphabet. I don't know.
Tiger King comes late.
Maybe.
You're right.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened.
That's funny. So anyways, you know, maybe next time. Who knows?
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. All right, let's get to a feel good. All right, we do this every hour. Kelly Kay.
So this is crazy. This is super scary. Robert is a 17-year-old who's snowmobiling with his father and his brother on British Columbia's Mica Mountain when he got separated from them in the steep terrain. And this is the thing. They must not have looked back because they only realized he was missing when they got to their destination.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So 17-year-old Robert didn't panic. He tried to get out of the area, but not knowing the terrain, he kind of parked his sled in a wide open area, walked over to a nearby treed area, and built himself an incredible snow cave to spend the night.
Wow.
And that is what protected him against the elements.
So he literally built a snow fort.
A snow, exactly. Absolutely. And that ended up saving his life. He had no formal training, but he just kind of built the shelter in about an hour, he said. He was nestled in there, all comfortable and warm with food and water, when rescuers found him about 5 hours after he went missing.
Wow.
Yeah, he did everything right, they said, after things went wrong.
Oh, that is a great story of survival. Like,
yes. I mean, I swear, these are a lot of these stories. I'm like, okay, I'm sharing them with my kids because, like, I don't know if they would know what to, not that we're like snowmobiling in the mountains anytime soon, but
right, sure.
You just try to get them in the mindset of, okay, what do I do to survive the situation I'm in? Like, because me personally, I might panic.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I'm just assuming they would too.
Yeah, it's like cell phone. Come on, cell phone. Work.
I have no signal.
I have no signal. Now what?
Yeah. Like, that would be my only survival plan. Call someone for
right,
help.
Right, exactly.
Then I'd be out of options.
Wow, well, he did good. He did good.
Yeah, he did. We'll tweet it out. You can see the entire story at Ben & Kelly Show.
Let's get to a little bit of sports action. Couple stories here real quick. One, NFL announced its officiating crew for the Super Bowl. And Sarah...
Is this normally like a big deal?
No. But
okay.
The reason I'm bringing this up is Sarah Thomas will be the first female to ever be an official in a Super Bowl. Ever.
Well, looky there.
So there you go. Pretty cool there. Also, in women's sports action, just announced, yesterday... The International Women's Cup is coming to Louisville. August 18th through the 21st at Lynn Family Stadium. Four teams, four matches, one championship. Two of the best European teams, plus the Racing Louisville Football Club and Chicago Red Stars. So that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Coming to Louisville there in August. So that is exciting. And then...
Oh, that's good. I was glad it's not now because it's a little cold.
Oh, yeah. August. August is coming.
August is better. August.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, did you happen to see the picture Dwayne Wade posted over the weekend? And I don't know if you
did. I
did.
I made the blog. Oh.
Then you did. So, Dwayne Wade, retired basketball player. He's married to Gabrielle Union, right? And so, he celebrated his 39th birthday. Posts a picture and just says, you know...
39 is already looking
39
up.
39 is looking up. Right, exactly.
And he's naked.
He is.
Behind her, she's in a robe.
Yeah, she's just got a smile on her face. And he's
and
just.
His kids are traumatized.
I know. And the kids are just like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, he's
dang, I just logged on. This is not what I needed to see. Yeah. Just what, like when you walk shirtless behind your daughter's Zoom call recently. Yeah. Dwayne is that dad too.
Dwayne and I have so much in common.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, so yeah. You can see the photo we're talking about, WDJX.com. But yeah, more, I don't know if that's more in the relationship celebrity lane or a sporting lane, but either way, it's sports.
Or the dad lane.
It's funny. The embarrassing dad lane. Right, for sure. All right, there you go. That's sports here. Arts on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, what happens when you're leaving a job, but like you want to make sure that everybody's set up and you don't feel like that's happening? It's a weird predicament. Group therapy, we got it coming up here next. You can shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to the group. See if we can get you some help. Group therapy. Got a message from a listener. I've been at my current job for over 8 years. Recently, got a new one. Gave a 1 month's notice. I know a lot of the inner workings. Manage a great deal of work and interact with several clients daily. Now, despite my month's notice, my boss has done nothing to transition my work to other people. He hasn't let my clients or most of my coworkers know that I'm even leaving. My last day is coming up Friday, and at this point, I feel like I won't even be able to say goodbye to anyone or help transition my projects. I'm also starting to worry that it will damage my personal and professional relationships by essentially just disappearing. I'm also slightly worried that my boss's plan is just to kind of email or call me with any questions that she may have after I leave, assuming that I'll just basically keep working for them in my spare time. What would you do?
Oh, wow. Well, this sounds like if there is a relationship already with like their coworkers, like you go ahead and start that process on your own, I would think.
I mean,
especially if you're worried about like ruining relationships and just having them think, well, that person just ghosted us and left us hanging.
Well, I know, it, especially in our industry, it is just literally like Kelly and I will be on and then tomorrow we won't.
Yes. And then just, we get escorted out of the building.
I know. I
mean, no explanation.
I mean, so a lot of times, you know, but that's, you know, when there's downsizing and stuff like that, you know, but when someone's leaving, a lot of times there is, you know, a lot of notice.
A transitional period.
Yeah. And there's a transitional period. And I know that even still, you know, where when there have been people who have left on their own accord here within the building, you know, they've given like a little quote mini training session to those around that person who are going to have to kind of pick up the slack while they try to,
find
a replacement. Right. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Kelly, I think,
what do you think?
Well, no, I was going to kind of agree with you. And maybe at this point you start kind of saying it yourself to some specific people, maybe not to everybody, but maybe just some specific people like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but you know, Friday's my last day. And but I get it though with the whole client situation, because you don't want to necessarily say it to a client when you don't have a and here's who's going to be taking care of you now answer.
Exactly.
You know, you want to be able to.
But with the coworkers for sure, because they're the ones that are going to be like, what was that if you just disappear? And then, you know, you want to make sure that you are leaving the way that you want to leave, especially with them. And you don't want them to feel it. You don't want to burn any bridges.
I guess, especially with just a few days left, for sure, in your current job. So anyways, let us know at Ben and Kelly Show what you think. You know, leaving a job is a lot like a breakup, is it not? It's 99.7 DJX. It's like, you know, you got to kind of say your piece, do your things, and be on your own way. And that's kind of the issue with group therapy, where he's been there for 8 years, he's leaving Friday, and he's worried that his boss literally hasn't told anybody up until this point that he's actually going. And he knows a whole lot, and he's like, man, I don't want to burn any bridges, leave my, you know, who are going to be my former coworkers in a lurch.
That's just kind of awkward, and I'm thinking maybe you go to your boss and be like, hey, should we let people know? Should we be doing transitional things with me kind of helping to get people up to speed so nothing falls through the cracks when I leave?
It's Wednesday. Like, that's a huge dump in, like, 3 days, 2.5 days. Jared tweets, you know, make your peace with the situation. Tell the people you care about. If the boss didn't emphasize the training, that's on them. You did everything you could.
That is true.
Yeah. Lita tweets, leave. Boss seems toxic. Like how much do you just... Because, you know, if you've been there 8 years, you've invested not only your time, you've invested, you know, your emotional time in your job too. And so just kind of leaving like that and with, and just, and knowing that, you know, your coworkers that you work with now and have been for 8 years are going to be, you know, maybe cursing your name behind your back as you're walking out the door. That's not.
Yeah,
that's
you don't want to leave a bad taste in their mouth. And you know what? People that have chosen to leave, like that work with us, we go have lunches and send them off and all that kind of stuff, especially if they've been there for a while.
Right.
And it's always nice closure for everyone.
Now, this is a good suggestion. Text from a listener. Put all the information that you have on like a document and share it and be done with it. And because a week isn't long enough to do a big old brain dump, but leaving someone documentation behind might help the coworkers out. Like kind of put into writing kind of what you know and some of the things that other coworkers may not know. That's a good idea.
A little how-to manual, maybe.
Sure. Amanda messages us and says, hey, go to your boss and give her a solution. Tell her you'll tell key people and get them up to speed on the basics before you go. All right. That's an idea.
That seems to make sense.
Now, Doug messages us and says, I'm the wrong person to ask because the same thing happened to me. I was literally the only one who knew how to do my job. When I left, I got tons of texts and calls from my former coworkers. He needs to talk to his boss. And if she does nothing, talk to the coworkers.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. Go to the boss and just say, hey, I'm concerned. I don't want to leave you guys in a lurch. I feel like we need to let people know. Yeah. Get the ball rolling. I mean, and the boss, I would think, would want to try to make this process as smooth as possible. They might be angry or feel hurt that you're leaving, but ultimately you have to leave everything as best you can.
Well, and
leave holes.
And you know, I think several people have mentioned it's on the boss to manage this situation. So if that boss
isn't
figuring that out, it's on them. But it's funny because when my father-in-law retired, he was kind of in this similar situation where he had done the same job for so long, no one else knew how to do it. And so when he retired, you know, they kind of did, you know, a little bit of a training or whatever. But he continued to get calls from his former boss. Was like, hey, do you remember? And he's like, nope.
Like, I'm done. Wash my hands of it.
He's like, I'm done, man. I've spent my time. So anyways, if you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. The Mega Millions is going to be close to $1 billion when it actually draws on Friday after no winner yesterday.
I could make that stretch.
I think I could too. I think I could.
I could swing it.
I think I think the lottery is now at the point where we can look back on one of the more memorable news clips when the lottery is up close to $1 billion.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
Yeah, so reporter just kind of hanging out there at a convenience store interviewing some people who are buying lottery tickets.
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Oh, man, the reporter's going to go in like that. Chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
Okay. So here comes...
Listen, what? That is such pessimism to throw at this person right here who is hopeful, filling out the numbers, hoping to hit the lottery. And she's all like, well, good luck. You got like zero chance.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Oh, man. What would you do with it? If you won all that money, a reporter asking an individual who's at the convenience store buying a lottery ticket on live TV.
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for. All right.
Yes. Yes.
That's not the answer.
The classic, I'd probably do a bunch of hookers and cocaine. All right.
Okay,
all right. You do you, buddy. You do you.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to a feel good. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Yeah, we need to cleanse our soul from that. Hey, here is a way that you could score $500.
Yeah.
You know, since we're talking about winning money and stuff.
If you won $500, would you quit your job?
What would you do?
What would you do if you won $500?
So bonus finders offering up 500 bones to the perfect candidate to binge or review three series ranging from The Queen's Gambit, which both you and I can check that off.
Yep.
Done and done.
Done and done. Dusted.
To Below Deck. That's another one.
Okay.
So you'll judge this series on story and plot lines, Netflix and chill suitability, acting quality and cheesiness, satisfaction of episodes and series endings.
All right.
You will also rate takeout pizza based on appearance and color, base texture and taste, topping ingredient quality, flavor and cheese gooiness, and value for the money. You do all that, you get $500.
So are they, do you know, have you read into the story enough to know that are they going to provide you the Netflix login and the pizza, or are you going to have to do that yourself and then afterwards you're going to get the money?
I didn't go that far into the fine print.
Okay.
They may be assuming you already have a Netflix password. Not sure.
Okay.
I would think if they were being legit, though, they would provide it.
Yeah, I'd think so, too.
And also provide the pizza.
Takeout pizza, right?
Exactly. So, but we do have the information. You can fill out the application.
Ah,
you
look
know,
at that.
This could be side hustle for you.
Not bad.
Absolutely. At Ben and Kelly Show. And it's also at WDJX.com. Let's go out with the gang.
Here we go. 97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're just talking about Netflix and that $500 that you could get for watching Netflix series and eating pizza and stuff like that. So Hulu dropping some new shows in February. And when I say new, I mean they're not new and exclusive to Hulu. They're old shows. And they really are kind of that rom-com era, you know?
I think we need that. I like rom-coms. Like, I miss rom-coms.
The You've Got Mail, the Gross Point Blank, the Married at First Sight. Well, then, of course, there's G.I. Jane and The Omen. Keeping Up with the Kardashians and House Hunters, which House Hunters, I could sit there and watch House Hunters all day.
For a week.
I really could.
Watch it for a week straight.
I really could. Because
that is great.
I don't know if you've ever seen the meme going around where it's like, hi, I collect stamps and I volunteer my time at a thrift store. We have a budget of $2 million.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
I mean, that's...
And they're looking for a house.
Right.
And yes.
And that's House Hunters.
I never understand that. But I'm go along with the on the ride with them all
sure.
the time. I love it.
Have you ever heard the House Hunters, like, rumor? That like the behind
well,
the scenes?
Yeah. How I know someone that was on House Hunters.
How they... Because if you don't know the show, they take prospective house buyers and along on the journey, you going along on the journey, and where they select three different houses and they're kind of looking at three different houses and they see the pros and cons of each house. They look at their budget and then they pick an offer on one. Right. But I guess they literally have bought one already. And then
do all that before they start filming.
Yeah. And then they go back and they're like, all right, we're going to pick that one and that one too. So while you're sitting there watching going, oh, they are 100% going to pick the villa on the lake.
It's already happened.
They've already bought the little cottage over by the field, you know?
They're going through the motions. They're literally acting when they're going through the other houses. They know they didn't buy.
Yeah.
I know.
Ah, so good.
Doesn't matter.
So
watch
good.
It.
So yeah, Hulu, that's coming in February. So there you go. A little excitement there. And then Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know, that left E. So that's, it's going over to Hulu in February. So, all right.
Oh, and there's a new show coming to Fox, Game of Talents, which is kind of like, you know, they've got Masked Singer, Masked Dancer now. Now this is going to be like secret person that has hidden talents,
like,
and
talent
you have
show?
To try to figure out who it is.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the $10,000 bribe, where we've got another opportunity for you to get in on the 10 grand coming up here just after 10 o'clock, and then every hour up until, just after 6, basically, up until in this close to 7 o'clock there on 99.7 DJX. Plus, we're also giving away $100 every day as part of the bribe. As part of the bribe, you can be part of the family. Part of the family.
It pays to be in the family.
That's right. Don't just remember who hooked you up here.
You know, your old pals Ben and Kelly over at DJX.
Maybe give us a little slice of the pie.
By the way, today, I guess, is National Radio Personality Day, so I don't know how you celebrate that. Yeah.
We get a day like that?
I don't know.
What are we supposed to do?
Don't know.
All right.
Don't know. Yay!
Yay for us!
Yay!
We get a day.
I know. So I don't know how you want to celebrate that day, but just kind of throwing that out there. But yeah, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Everything from dinosaur buttholes to porch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, porch pirates. To...
You need to warn us sometimes. Say, how about science and discovery? Mm. There's science and discovery.
All right, there's science and discovery with dinosaur buttholes on the show. We have porch pirates. We have meet cutes at Starbucks. We have people quitting their jobs and not knowing how to talk to their coworkers. Like, it's all sorts of in there in a one big jumbled mess called the podcast.
It's a winding road.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can... look back and listen to what maybe you missed up at WDJX.com. All right, that'll about do it for us. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.